The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today
FM. A young man who brutally murdered three of his siblings was handed a life sentence today after he admitted killing them at their home in Talla almost 2 years ago. 26-year-old Andy Cash pleaded guilty to the murders of his two sisters, Lisa and Chelsea, and brother Christy. Lisa was 18 years of age. Chelsea and Christy were twins. They were just 8 years old. Our Today FM Courts correspondent Frank Graney joins us now. And I should warn you, this report does contain details which some of you may find very distressing to hear. Frank, can I just start by asking you, actually, was there any surprise today when the guilty plea was entered, rather perhaps than a plea of not guilty by reason of insanity?
There was. I mean, those behind the scenes would have known that he was going to plead guilty today, but certainly myself and my colleagues on the press bench were taken by surprise because we had all thought that this was going to go to trial. But when the three charges were put to him this morning, he pleaded guilty to each and every one of them. They were all murder charges. He pleaded guilty to all three. And we had a very brief sentence hearing thereafter, which culminated in him being handed that life sentence, as you say.
Can you tell us what happened on the night in question, please? Remind us of what we know of it.
Yeah, dreadful circumstances, as you say. So I will tread carefully in terms of the evidence that was heard today. But what I can say is that it happened at the family home, which is in Rossfield Avenue in Talla, in the early hours of the 4th of September 2022, so almost 2 years ago now. There was a family gathering the day before, during which we heard some family members had become concerned about Andy Cash's behaviour. We heard that he got a taxi to the family home in Talla later that night. Once inside the house, he armed himself with a large kitchen knife. Another brother of his witnessed him attacking his sister Lisa. As you say, she was 18 years of age at the time. That brother who witnessed that attack made good his escape by jumping out a window. He then managed to raise the alarm. We heard a major Garda response followed. Local Gardaí from Talla rushed to the scene. They were there very quickly, and they were supported by members of the Garda armed unit. And when they arrived, they found Andy Cash's brother, the one that had jumped out that window to safety. They found him outside in a state of shock and panic. And at that point, Andy Cash had killed his three siblings. In fact, the Gardaí found young Christy, again, just 8 years of age. They found him outside. And we heard in court today that after killing him, Andy Cash threw his brother out a first floor window. There was a standoff at the house before officers forced their way in. They used what were described in court today as non-lethal devices to arrest the then 24-year-old. The Garda who gave evidence today, Detective Garda Robert Whitty, described the scene as carnage. He said that it was obvious, having forced their way into the house, that all three of Andy Cash's siblings had suffered what he described as catastrophic injuries. I won't go into them in any great detail today, Matt, but a post-mortem revealed that Christy was stabbed 107 times. His sister Lisa was stabbed 71 times, and Chelsea had suffered 65 stab or slash wounds. We heard the injuries were mostly to their faces, necks and bodies. As I say, Andy Cash was due to stand trial on these charges, but when they were put to him in court today, he pleaded guilty to all three.
There was a victim impact statement read out on behalf of the children's mother. What does she have to say? Mm.
There was. This was read out on behalf of their mother, Margaret, and indeed the wider family. They were in court today, obviously very upsetting, very emotional, a very powerful victim impact statement that was read out on their behalf. And they said, understandably, there aren't enough words to describe the pain and the hurt that they have felt ever since their three innocent children were viciously taken from them. They said their world stopped turning that day. They described every day since as unbearable. And they spoke about how they miss everything about them, their voices, their laughs, the games they used to play together as a family, the hugs, the kisses. They spoke about the hurt they feel when they think about all that they will miss out on, things that we all take for granted, like finishing school with your friends, learning to drive a car, seeing the world. They said Lisa, Christy and Chelsea deserved so much more from life. They deserved to grow old, to have families of their own. They described them as the most beautiful, kind and loving children in the world. And they said that they will cherish every memory they have of them. They will love and miss them forever. And in relation to the sentence that was eventually handed down to Andy Cash today, they said there was no amount of time that a person could spend in a jail cell that would justify what has happened to their family.
And we'll get to the sentence duration in just a little while. But I suppose a lot of people still want to know, why did he do it? Why did he do these terrible things? Given that he pleaded guilty and that we haven't had a trial, do we have any evidence of whatever motive he had? Was there any explanation offered?
No, there wasn't. Certainly not today. As I said, this was a very brief sentence hearing. It was supposed to go to trial. And I remember on another occasion in court, maybe a year ago or so, when a trial date was due to be set. But his defence was given an adjournment on that occasion to allow time to have Andy Cash assessed by a psychiatrist. Since then, I know that he has been assessed by two separate psychiatrists and a psychologist. But the findings of those assessments were not mentioned in court today. And in any event, the legal principle of criminal insanity wasn't referenced, wasn't pursued in any way. There was never a concern over Andy Cash's fitness to plead. So only he knows why he did what he did. We did hear today that he is sorry about what has happened. And that was articulated at the court through his barrister. But of course, that will be of cold comfort to his family. They have been left utterly devastated by his actions. And that was something that the judge touched on today. He spent some time speaking directly to the family. He described the case as deeply traumatizing, and he acknowledged that nothing he said or did today would help in any way.
Frank, you're a very experienced court reporter. So I ask you this on the basis of what you've seen and haven't seen, because cases have not gone ahead. You know, sometimes it's said that at least families don't have to go through trial and all of the details been brought up and the possibility of the person who was guilty somehow managing to get off. But at the same time, is there maybe a gap that somebody can plead guilty and not actually have to explain why they did it, leaving people to always wonder?
Yeah, well, I suppose there's two things to that. The first, you are absolutely right to say that by pleading guilty today, he has saved the family from going through the added trauma of what would have been a lengthy and a very, very difficult trial, because, you know, the jury would have heard, if a jury was required, they would have heard very detailed evidence about how Andy Cash killed his siblings, the injuries that they suffered. I've just touched on that is just the tip of the iceberg. It would have been a very difficult experience for them. It was a brief hearing today, but you would imagine, given how helpful, how efficient Gardaí and Gardaí liaison officers are these days, I'm sure the family would have been briefed in a lot more detail than was laid out in open court today.
One final thing briefly, Frank, and a lot of people are asking about this, sending in questions. A life sentence. Why is it just the one life sentence, or why is it that the three life sentences are all served at the same time?
It's a very good question, and I only learned the answer to this in recent years working on another dreadful story. So he was handed individual life sentences for each of his siblings' murders today, but Irish law doesn't actually allow for those sentences to be served one after the other. They will run concurrently or alongside each other. And I know from speaking to other families that have lost multiple loved ones through the violent act of another, for example, one that springs to mind, Sharon Whelan's family down in County Kilkenny. I know that that causes added trauma and distress, because three lives taken should mean you must serve three sentences back to back, but that's not how it works in Ireland. Brian Hennessy, you may remember, murdered Sharon Whelan and her two daughters, Zara and Nadia, at their home in Winegap back in 2008. He was handed initially three consecutive life sentences, but that was overturned on appeal. And the reason is that the life that the courts are concerned with when it comes to sentencing in murder cases like this is the life of the offender. Andy Cash has only one life to give to his sentence. So in reality, he will only serve one life sentence, which on average is about 20 years. But when it comes to considering his release at some point down the line, and he will be eligible to apply for release after about 12 years served, the parole board will be entitled to look at the circumstance of what he did, as well as the amount of lives he has taken, and, of course, the knock-on effect it has had on so many other people.
Absolutely dreadful stuff. Thank you very much, Frank Graney, RTFM Courts correspondent.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Today FM. It all happens here.